Hello and welcome to ESA Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter and we have a lot of news for you today. Also, Seth Connors is going to join us again for local and regional sports. I want to encourage you to go download the Eastern Sierra Now app for more info that is covered in this program. So now on to the news, but first, a word from our awesome sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
And thank you to our sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorga's Mexican Grill, for which we would not be able to do the news without them. Thank you so much. All right, on to the news. It looks like a man was treated for heat illness after illegally driving off the road in Death Valley, which resulted in one of them being transported to the hospital for heat illness treatments. The vehicle was removed from the salt flat on July 27th. It skid off the road. The park visitors got lost while navigating by GPS. They took a wrong turn onto West Side Road and drove back and forth on the gravel road for about 3 hours. The vehicle got stuck in mud 0.9 miles after they left West Side Road. They walked about a mile to Badwater Road, then 12 miles north along the paved road. They split up around 3 a.m. One man walked another 6 miles north and was picked up by another park visitor around 8 a.m. The same heroic family that picked up the first man drove back and picked up the second man. They drove him to Shoshone, California. He had symptoms of heat illness and was transported by ambulance to Desert View Hospital in Pahrump, Nevada. The lowest temperature that evening was 90 degrees Fahrenheit. This is yet another example of how we are underestimating the heat that we are experiencing this summer in the Eastern Sierra. It is called Death Valley for a reason, and we have to respect that when we plan our trips accordingly. Yes, adventure is great, but let's adventure safely with water, salt, and maps. Let's navigate in and out of these dangerous places with a plan. This is from me to you, Eastern Sierra citizens. Let's practice safety when it comes to the heat and adventure in our outdoors. Pack water, salt, and sun lotion if needed, and sun-protective clothing. We really need to be careful because you know what? Death is finite. That means we're gone. And we can't practice humanity anymore if we die. Especially when we're having a fun adventure or exploring the mountains. It's not worth it. So I plead with you, Eastern Sierra citizens, let's be safe. And this incident serves as a reminder to have a plan and be prepared before traveling to remote locations in Death Valley National Park. GPS navigation is unreliable in the park. There is no cell phone service for most of the park. Superintendent Mike Reynolds said, "We urge visitors to exercise caution and adhere to park rules. Don't drive off established roads. The damages, the environment can be and turn deadly." All right, and on to our next piece of news. The lightning-caused Cowtrack fire is now completed at 323 acres. Firefighters have completed the burn operations on the lightning-caused Cowtrack fire that started on Wednesday evening, July 19th. Day and night crews used strategic ignition strategies over the last few days to create a low-intensity burn in the fire area. All ignitions are completed for a total of, again, 323 acres. So congratulations. We had a prescribed natural burn and, you know, our firefighters, our awesome resources that way, carried out that without a tick. Congratulations to the fire departments that were involved and to us as Eastern Sierra citizens, because that means we are only safer here in fire season with excessive heat warnings. Looks like there's going to be some Friday fun at the Bishop Country Club, August 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's going to be a chamber challenge fundraiser for our Chamber of Commerce here in Bishop. There's going to be putting challenges, chipping challenges, and best dressed. Does that mean golfing best dressed? Because, you know, I got a coral shirt and I think I could win that. For more information, contact April Leeson, 760-873-8405 or april@bishopvisitor.com. Registration is $20 for adults and for youth 12 and under, $10. I really love the country club. I went and hit some balls the other day. It was really hot, but they let me have a demo. I don't have my clubs with me. They're still back in Indiana, but I really loved my time there. It was very peaceful. It was nice to hit on the driving range, and I think it's just a great club. So go out and let's fundraise for our Chamber of Commerce and have some fun and win some challenges. The BCC restaurant, the Bishop Country Club restaurant and bar, will be open. Enjoy live music by Bob Snow and play golf games and win prizes. That's great. And more news in Death Valley. I wanted to start and end with Death Valley because it's called Death Valley and it seems to be synonymous with people passing on. There's a fatal single vehicle accident on CA 190 in Death Valley. A 26-year-old man, so young, from Costa Mesa, California, died in a single vehicle rollover in Death Valley National Park on July 22nd around 8 p.m. The incident happened eastbound on CA 190 between Emigrant Junction and Stovepipe Wells. The man was driving eastbound downhill when the vehicle crossing the opposite road shoulder hit the embankment and flipped several times. The driver appeared not to be wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. The man was declared dead at the scene. National Park Service, Inyo County Coroner's Office, and then California Highway Patrol responded. The crash is under investigation by the CHP, California Highway Patrol. Alcohol and drug use are not suspected, but let's go back to this not wearing a seatbelt thing. Haven't we learned that that can save our lives? I'm not here to lecture or anything about what we do in our free time. You know, I'm here to just like suggest safety, and I'm really passionate about that, as you can tell, as your anchor and the person that gives you the news on Eastern Sierra Now. please wear your seatbelt. I plead with you. It can save your life. And now, finally, let's send it out to Seth Connors for some local and regional sports. Take it away, Seth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. In local volleyball news, Linda Frigerio and the Bishop Broncos are gearing up for 2023. Tryouts began yesterday and will run through Friday as Coach Frigerio sifts through a sea of underclassmen to determine who will step in and fill the void left by the departure of six seniors in 2022. I spoke to Coach Frigerio over the weekend, and one thing and one thing only is for sure, the team will deploy the lone senior on the team, Lily Morrison, early and often to help lead a talented but young squad that didn't see much time on the floor at the varsity level last year. Coach Frigerio hopes Morrison's middle court presence can stabilize the Broncos' attack as the younger players continue to grow and develop.
So I will be leaning on her heavily for her leadership and her volleyball IQ. She'll be surrounded with a lot of first-year varsity players. And I had a few sophomores on my squad last year. They just didn't get a lot of game time and experience time because they had a large group of seniors in front of them.
With the season opener, a really tough matchup at Burroughs just 2 weeks away, the 10-year coach has her hands full with the job of establishing roles for the young Lady Broncos, and no matter how much talent is on the floor, nothing is to be taken for granted.
So we're young, but we're athletic. A lot of heart, a lot of versatility. I mean, as of today, I told them at tryouts, nobody has a guaranteed spot yet. Nobody has a guaranteed position. So I'm really starting the season teaching the girls to compete every single day at practice.
The Lady Broncos look to continue a tradition of winning. Last year's team was 21-8 overall, 12-2 in the High Desert League, with both losses coming at the hands of Mammoth, who went on to win the league title. It's a tradition that has this young group looking back on great players like Sydney Frigerio and Nicole Godey for inspiration. But for now, the Broncos will have to work hard to find an identity, and Coach Frigerio is chomping at the bit to get it done.
So, young team, super excited, though, because, you know, there's really nowhere to go but up for everyone. So just a big focus on fundamentals, on athleticism, on being competitive.
Again, the Lady Broncos will open their season at Burroughs on August 15th at 4 p.m. In Big League Baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers will finally catch a break this week as the hapless Oakland A's will roll into town from up north. After winning 6 out of 9 on a recent road trip, the Dodgers have now lost 4 out of their first 6 on this current homestand. But as I mentioned before, things should get a little easier as the next 3 games come against the perennially rebuilding Athletics, who have the worst record in baseball at 30-77. The first-place Dodgers at 59-45 will be looking to make some space between themselves and their hated rivals, the San Francisco Giants, who stand in second place and just 2.5 games back. They'll send newly acquired right-hander Lance Lynn to the mound to face Ken Waldichuk for the A's. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, Seth Connors, with our local and regional sports. I want to thank you for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News and encourage you to go download our Eastern Sierra Now app. It's really awesome. Go do it. I'm Byron Walter. Thanks for tuning in. Please tune in tomorrow for an updated weather report. That's all I have for you, Eastern Sierra citizens. But I wanted to encourage you again to be safe in this heat. Byron out.